What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast. Listen, this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any losses or damages that may result as the use of this podcast. You can find the Jay Will Podcast homepage on rss.com under Jay Will Podcast. To donate to the podcast, please find the donate feature on the homepage, and you may do so via Cash App at $ Jay Will Podcast. Follow my music page on James Williams Music on Facebook. This podcast is brought to you by Jay Will Music Production LLC. That's me, y'all. And it's also sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory for all your recording needs. Please contact Mr. Chris Crane at Charlie's Music Factory at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. And if you haven't already, go ahead and go to the Live 365 app in the Play Store. You can download it for free and type in Jay Will Gospel Radio, and you can listen to 24-hour gospel radio 7 days a week. And it's good stuff. And as a matter of fact, you can hear one of the artists that we have interviewing tonight. And I'm going to bring on the stage none other than Donald Ashley. How are you, sir?
Man, Jay Will, what's going on, brother? I'm glad to be here, man.
Man, let me tell you, I'm so happy to have you here. Now, is it Pastor Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to be disrespectful. So we got Pastor Donald Ashley on the horn. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing good. Thank God the weather is changing. It feels good where I'm at here in Delaware. And man, life is just good, man. God is awesome.
Look, man, I think I passed through Delaware one time when I was headed to Philly. Because I got family in Philly.
Yeah.
So I passed through Delaware.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I've never been to Delaware, but I drove through it, man. It was great, great experience. I wish I had stopped up there and ate some of that seafood up there.
Yes, sir, brother. You got to get the seafood, man.
Yep, yep. So how long have you been in Delaware?
Man, I was born and raised right here in Delaware. My father came from Maryland when I was probably 1 year old, and we moved to Delaware. He started a church, and this is where we have been. I've been all of my life, me and my brothers.
Wow. So how many brothers you have?
I had four. One passed, so it's just three of us left. We were with kids that grew up in church. My father was a pastor, mother, evangelist. Started a church here years ago called the Greater Life Christian Church, which now I'm the proud pastor of that same church.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, any other music? I assume all of y'all are musicians, right?
Well, all of us are musically inclined. I'm the youngest, so I was inspired by them coming up as a young lad underneath of them. They was always inspiring me about music, man. I could not help it, you know. It was, you know, they introduced, my older brother introduced me to Andre Crouch when I was about 8 years old. And man, when I heard Crouch, and then here come the Hawkins and everybody that followed that, man, I never departed from it. And I fell in love with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man. So can you remember when you sang your first song in church?
Oh yeah. I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. Me and my other brother that's next to me and then my cousins, we had a little group called the Cousins, man, and my dad would let us sing right before he preached. So, man, it was exciting, man, to get the response from the people every time. Then we started looking forward to it. You know, Dad, we're going to sing before you preach. You're like, yeah, I'm going to let you sing. So, man, that was the beginning of what we do even now.
Wow. Wow. So can you think of the first song that you wrote?
The first song I wrote, that one would have been later on in life because I had we had the Ashley brothers. So yeah, it was called Grace with my brothers, Ashley brothers. We sang, man. That was kind of when I got a little older, the teenage years. Yeah. And we ended up being heard by Bobby Jones, and so we were on Bobby Jones two times, once in Nashville and once in Akron, Ohio.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So you've been at this a while.
A long time, man. You might as well say all of my life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I understand. I wasn't a my father wasn't a preacher. You know, he was like the song, Papa was a rolling stone. But He didn't go to church until later on in life, but he made sure that we went to church with mom. And I started off as a young drummer, and then I ended up playing organ at church, and I didn't have a choice. So I grew up in that, and that stuff kind of sticks with you, don't it?
It sticks with you, man. I started, I'll go back to like fifth grade when my brother next to me got me, he said, listen, when you get over to fifth grade, you got to join band, because I was playing drums in church the whole time. And man, I joined band in the fifth grade and I stayed in band till the 12th. But in between there, from junior high to high school, I joined the chorus. And nobody knew that I sang because I was known for playing drums through the band, the stage band, concert band. You know, that's all I was known for. So, you know, later on, as we got a little older, of course, there was an R&B group in my city. And me and my brother snuck over and joined the group. And man, listen, that was a wild experience because we knew we weren't supposed to be in there. But we got a lot of exposure in the city, opened up for a bigger band and right here in the city of Dover.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. When did you start actually recording?
So after the ending of the Ashley Brothers, right around about 90, maybe like 96 or 7. When my brother said they were done, they were older now. They were like, man, you know, you go ahead and take this thing, take it to the next level. I connected with a young man in my city, and we started a group called 2 and 2. And I had never really, you know, wrote before. So this young man who had a lot of experience in the studio and writing, he pushed me. He said, man, we're going to do a demo, like a 5-song, you know, like a 4-song demo. And he said, I'm going to write a verse. You going to write a verse. I was so nervous because all I knew was when we were the Ashley Brothers, we just did songs for the Winans. That was easy, you know. But when I was with this guy, man, he pushed me to start writing verses and hooks. And man, I'll tell you, it started coming natural. That was the time that I was birthed into it.
I think we're having some technical difficulties. Are you there?
All right, there you are. There you are. Yep, you're back now.
Okay. Yeah, I think your connection is going in and out just a little bit, but that's okay. We can deal with it.
Okay.
Yep. So tell me about the experience. When you went on the Bobby Jones show, how exciting is that? You know, was that for you and your brothers?
Man, that was a mind blowing, beyond our imagination, what that was like. Because during that time in Nashville, you know, artists came from all over the country to sing. You know, he gave you that little 10-minute space, and it really didn't hit me until that curtain opened and I seen all them cameras and all them people. Man, yeah. I was like, oh my God, you know, and they were cheering us on, man. They were singing with us, you know. That was our biggest exposure ever I've ever seen in my life.
Let me tell you, you know what? It's amazing because I grew up watching Bobby Jones Gospel. Every Sunday morning on BET, we watch it before we go to church. Mm-hmm. And I used to always see this short, light-skinned man in the front row with the wavy hair. You know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, so a few months ago, I get an email from that guy. It's Everett Drake.
Wow. Yes.
Everett Drake.
Yes.
His church choir just released a new project. But I'm just, you know, trying to let the folks know that if you stay in this thing long enough and be dedicated, you know, because I was like, man, I always wanted to meet that man. And so God allowed me the opportunity not only to meet him, but to do an interview with him. Which is crazy.
Wow.
It's bananas up in here. So,
right. Now,
you know, knowing that the Ashley Brothers was on the same stage, and then I get the
visit
from Donald Ashley and Millennium, ran across my email, and now I'm sitting down with the legendary Delaware's finest. Pastor Donald
Ashley. Wow, man. Man, I'm so humbled, man. I'm so humbled by that. We really didn't know, you know, what we were doing here in the state of Delaware. I just got off the phone the other day talking to my good friend, Lowell Pye, and he said some of the same things. He said, man, Delaware's finest. I said, wow, man. But, you know, we've been at this a long time.
So how did you come up with the name Millennium?
So after that stead with the young man of the group 2 and 2, we ended in 99. And man, it was kind of a bad breakup. And I was kind of like, I'm done with this music thing. Cause you know, it didn't go like I wanted it to go. And I stopped from 99 leading into 2000. And a good friend of mine came and picked me up. He said, man, what are you doing? I said, man, I'm done. He said, you can't be done, man. Year 2000, get ready to come in, man. You need to just reroute everything that you're going to do, man. Start something on your own. You know what I mean? It's 2000, man. You know, I think I'd be on like Millennium. When he said that, it was like bells went off in my ears. I said, Millennium? He said, yeah, man. Dollar. I said, Millennium, man. It's new. You know, we're turning the century here, brother. And I said, wow. So after he said that, man, I called a couple of musician friends of mine. And I said, man, I'm thinking about starting my own thing. How y'all feel about it? They said, man, if you start it, we with you. And wow. Man, we came together, man, and we started from nothing. No singers, just me and my musician sitting in his room. We started writing. I would write, he would play. And we came together with about 4 songs, and I called some singers together, met at my church, man, taught them the parts. And it's like, man, I did not expect this to happen. And that happened in 2000. So that's why it's called Millennium.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So how many projects have you done with the group, with Millennium?
There's 1, 2, 3. That's 5 projects.
Oh, wow.
That we've done since 2000. Yeah. And just this recent one that we just released in October, Donald Ashton Millennium's Second Wind Project.
Yeah. And so let's talk about that. Oh, well, first I want to say this. If you've done 5 projects, I only have 1 song. You following what I'm saying?
Right.
You've done 5 projects, but I only have 1 song from you. Like, I may be, you ever watch The Clampets? I may be like Jeffro.
Yes.
Jeffro. I didn't graduate to 6th grade, but I know 5, and you take away 1, I'm missing about 4 projects. I'm just saying.
You missing 4 projects, man. You missing 4 projects. We got to fix that.
Yeah. We're going to have to fix that. So, you know, and the only reason I say that is because now the song There Is No Way has been rotating on my radio station.
I fell in love with the song.
Dennis Cole sent it to me 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, man. This is a no-brainer. I went ahead and uploaded it to the station. And it's J Will Gospel Radio, folks. Go to the Play Store, download Live 365 app, live365.com. And look up J. Will Gospel Radio. You can listen to it just like you listen to the Pandora in the car. I ain't saying nothing wrong, Pandora.
Yes,
but listen to gospel, and you can hear Donald Ashley and Millennium sing that new single, There's No Way. So let's get back to this. I want to ask this. So who wrote the song, There's No Way?
I wrote the song. I wrote that song, and that song came out of my spirit coming out of the pandemic. Knowing that when we went through that, there was no blueprint. You know, a lot of us were lost about that. And I said, you know what? Even in this, and even in life's trials and tribulations, there is no way that we can live this life without him.
Man.
And man, the tune came, the word came, and we just started writing and came up with that tune there, man. There's no way.
Man, look. You finna make me jump on the organ. You're about to preach on there.
Yes, sir.
I can hear you right now in A flat. There is no way.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm telling you, sir, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get this song. I'm telling you, it's going to bless your soul for a number of reasons. Because wow. You can hear the passion and anointing behind the song, and you can tell that there was something that the writer, which is Mr. Pastor Ashley here, was going through spiritually mm-hmm. and emotionally when he wrote this song. Because mm-hmm. the title speaks for itself. There's no way.
No way, man.
There's no way. I can do anything without God.
That's right.
Anything. So tell the people, where can they find this music?
So you can find this music and the whole, I want to really encourage y'all, a lot of things that people have not done, I'm trying to steer people back to that, is if you want to feel what the art, what the single's coming from, you need to hear the body of work that it came from. So yeah. You can go to all digital platforms, look up Donald Ashley and Millennium, Second Wind Project. There's more songs on there. There's some songs for the young people. There's some songs for grandma and them. There's some songs for the little babies. Everything is on here. So all of your digital, wherever you buy your music, I want you to go download the whole entire project. Listen at it from top to bottom. And I guarantee you, it's going to minister to your soul.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I got to check out the rest of this project.
Yes, please.
I have to. And it sounds like y'all recorded this live, right?
We recorded live. Also, let me throw this in too. You can go to my YouTube channel, Donald Ashley and Millennium, and see the live video we did when we recorded it. It's going to bless your heart.
Yeah, I need to go check that out, man, because I'm all about some good stuff, man.
Man, check it out.
So, the band members. Are they still the original band members when you started the group?
No, only two of them are the original. Actually, my MD now, when I started, he was only like 14, no driver's license, and he started on the drums. But now he's on the bass, and he's been playing all over the world, still does. Thank God. His name is, and I want everybody to know this producer. He's not only an MD, he's a producer. Matter of fact, he mixed the album, and then we sent it out to have it mastered. But he did everything musically. His name is Jay Bratton. I want you to remember that name, Jay Bratton. This guy is phenomenal. So him and the drummer that's with me, Mark Thomas, are the originals, some of the originals from where we started in the middle of what we did. And everybody else were friends of Jay Bratton's that he brought in for this project, man. They were just phenomenal.
So you met Jay Bratton when he was 14. He was a drummer.
Yes.
How old is he now?
Jay Bratton is, I think Jay is maybe like 35 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's been with me a long time, man. And I'm telling you, when I think he grew musically beyond my imagination.
So he's been working with you for 20 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. All of 20. Yes. And he's never left, man, even though he travels the world playing for other artists, major artists. He always, you know, when we get ready to do something, like we got some things coming up now because of the album is dropping and the radio is starting to hit radio now worldwide. The calls are coming in. So we're getting ready to go out and start hitting and promoting this project. So, you know, we're gearing up right now for some stuff coming up.
Wow. Man, you know, it's amazing how God kind of puts people in your life.
Yes.
That he shows you the evidence of his grace.
Yes.
Yeah. Man.
Yes.
I mean, seeing the story of what this young man has groomed into, God has allowed you to witness. Okay, so we always look for the hocus pocus. You know what I'm saying? We want to see the dude that's blind be able to see. We want to see the people that's in the wheelchair or the lame get up. We want to see that stuff. But we forsake to see the other blessings and miracles that God performs around us every day. What you witnessed this young man as a teenager, and now God has performed a miracle to where now he can travel the globe as a professional musician.
Yes.
Man, that,
right
that
before our very eyes, man.
Right before you saw a miracle.
I seen a miracle develop right before our very eyes, man. And the what I love about him, man, he is so humble with it.
See that?
That's hard to find.
Man, that's just a blessing. So you got any other upcoming music or projects you getting ready to work on?
Yeah, actually, I'm about to start writing for some other artists. There is an inspirational song that me and Jay are working on. It's more on the levels of, if you remember, We Are the World.
Yeah.
The title of the song is called We All Need Each Other. And, man, we're promoting this project now, but sometime in the next month or so, we're going to start doing the groundwork of that, because it's going to be like, we're trying to put together like a mixed choir, Chinese, Black, African, all in this choir, man. And we're going to bring in some artists, because like We Are the World, there's multiple lead parts. So we're talking to some major artists about being on this record, man. I can't wait to see how it comes together. Oh, my God.
Hey, now, you know, Jay Will's kind of crazy. But if it's going to be similar to the We Are the World, you got to get a Michael Jackson impersonator on there so he can go, come on.
Listen, I'm about to roll out to Vegas and find the best one, boy. Hey, this hasn't been a silhouette. They won't know no different. Yes, sir,
man.
Listen, we try to
take this
to the limit.
Man, that is so
absolutely
awesome,
we
man.
Are.
Man, I'm so happy for you, man. This is some great stuff, man. So, how long have you been pastor?
Man, appreciate it. I've been pastor since 2018. Actually, 7th year of pastoring. It's been a great experience. We also became a part of one of the greatest fellowships that's growing by leaps and bounds, which is Global United Fellowship, our founder being Bishop Neil Clarence Ellis from the Bahamas.
I know
he's a founder, but I now, yes, Bishop Ellis, man, that's my grandfather in the faith. Yes, sir. So we're excited about that as well.
Yeah, he was with PAW.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Now, I didn't get a chance to meet him personally, but I used to go to PAW conventions because I have a nephew who's a bishop in PAW. And he,
you know,
actually
what?
Lives up that way.
I think you might be talking about the other Ellis, Bishop Delano Ellis. I think he was with PAW. This Bishop Neil Ellis used to be with the Full Gospel under Bishop Morton.
Okay, I got you now. So, but both of them from the Bahamas, right?
Huh?
Aren't both of them from the Bahamas?
Yeah. This Bishop Ellis is from the Bahamas.
I think. Then I must be having my folks confused there. I know who you're talking about. I know you're talking about Bishop Ellis. I thought he was with PAW.
Oh, okay. No, I don't. I've never heard that he was with PAW. I know he was Full Gospel a long time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to Jay Will. He needs some carbs. And he might need to eat a sandwich. You know, hey, it's something about when you get old, when you start getting older, then your cognitive abilities, sometimes you think you remember something and it's a figment of your imagination.
Hey, listen, when you get to third age, brother, it happens to all of us.
Look, man, so... I'm excited about what's coming next. And
yes,
if you're anywhere close to the Cincinnati area or Chicago area, you got to hit me up and let me know, because I want to try to come up there and support. more to Coach Ash.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to throw this out for anyone. Y'all know how this goes. If you want to get a hold of us now in the beginning stages of as we're releasing this, you know, because I know how it is with other artists, but contact us at 302-853-7664 and ask for Tony Settler. That's my booking manager. Man, you want to get us to your city. You want to get us to your state while we're getting ready to push this project. And trust me, you will be blessed when you get the whole thing together, a live band, live singers, and the whole nine yards. We want to come to your city. So contact us.
Tell our listeners your booking manager's name and number again.
Okay. Our booking manager name is Tony Sundler. Her phone number is 302-853-7664. One more time, Tony Sundler. Y'all give her a call. 302-853-7664. She'll be glad to talk to you, man. We want to come out there where y'all are. We want to minister to your church, your convention, or concert, or whatever you got going on in your area. We would love to come.
Man, that's so awesome. I'm excited about that. So, what's the name of your church?
The name of my church is called Greater Life Christian Church. That's the name of our church. Welcome Greater to the Life Oasis.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen that listen to J. Will Gospel Radio, or you are going to tune into this podcast, make your way over to visit Pastor's church. I'm sure you're going to be happy, because if church is anything like this project that I just heard, man, I may need to fly into Delaware on Sunday mornings.
Hey, man, listen, the address to the church, and I'm going to help y'all. The address to the church is 240 Head Start Lane, Dover, Delaware. That's 240 Head Start Lane, Dover, Delaware. If you don't live nowhere near here, check out our Facebook page, Greater Life Christian Church. Like it. And we're on every Sunday at 10 a.m. You can click on the link and listen to our live Sunday morning services. Monday nights, I'm running Bible study on Monday nights for the time of Lenten season from 7:30. I started 7:30 on Don Ashley's Facebook page. So tag on, like, share, and just check out what we're doing here in Delaware.
So if you wanted to encourage a young artist, what would you tell them?
Well, I'm going to tell you, right now, I would say number one thing is be sure that this is what God has called you to. Number two, and I know they don't like when we say this, but I'm going to say it because it's the truth. Stay independent and stay in control of your music. Own your own masters. Get some money together and finance your own project. That way, everything you have done, the money comes back to you.
Now, that's some good advice. That's a good advice. Everybody wants a record deal,
man.
But they don't realize sometimes. Now, I'm not against people getting record deals.
No, not at all.
I'm not against it. If you want a record deal, you get a record deal. But there's a lot that comes with that. And I'm a musician as well. So I've always played for churches, even when my kids were toddlers. But I also worked a full-time job. And I've always done that. I've always worked a full-time job and played for the church. That was surplus for me.
Yes.
And so you have to have some extreme discipline when you're working for a record company, because you're going to need a retirement. You're going to need some medical benefits.
That's right.
And so if you're not disciplined to segregate that money aside so that you can have that stuff to go to the dentist, to go to the doctor if you need blood pressure pills or something like that, you're going to have a hard life, because you're going to get old. You're going to need some help.
That's right. So that's
good. Stay independent, keep some money in your pocket, and work. Get a job.
That's right. I mean, I think the new artists need to know why they're in it. You know what I mean? You need to be clear why you're even doing it. Why are you doing it? You know, And you always want to love what you do. That's right. What independency gave me. I still have the love, you know what I mean? Because I never want to be a slave to do it. I've met artists from A to Z, and the larger percentage always told me, says, man, we out here, but we ain't making no money. Traveling all over the world, you know what I mean? That was a young lady that was just on the live the other night, and she was talking about that she's done with the industry because of how they treat her when she was a child. She said, we went on major tours and was told, because you're a new artist, you won't get paid. Well, why did everybody else get paid?
See, I can't.
You know what I mean?
I can't do that foolishness.
No, man. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to be honest with those because it's hard on independence, you know. I've been an independent basically all of my life. I did do one deal with Dr. Norman Hutchins for a year. It was beautiful because, you know, he's an honest guy. He was straight up. He told me exactly what was going to happen. And he did everything he told me he was going to do. And it was a great time of exposure for that entire year that I signed with him for that one single that we did.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing, though, that most people still searching for those contracts. And again, I'm not knocking those people. But there's a lot of radio stations out here now, like mine, that will, if your music is quality, if you spend the money to get it produced and it's done right and it sounds good, I'll spend you on my station and won't charge you to do it.
Right.
Now, I think that's key because I know a lot of radio stations that have a processing fee for their staff to even hear your music.
Wow.
I listen to your music. And if it's quality, if it's mastered, if it's mixed well, I'll put it on my station for free. So if you know any independent artists, please give them my information, you know, because I want to help the
independent artists. I sure will.
And I promise God that if God allowed me to do this, because I have, I do a couple of different shows too. I do the J. Will Gospel Show, and I also do the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show. And I told God
that
I would never charge the independent artists for playing their music on my shows. And now God has blessed me with a radio station. And so there are avenues to where you indie artists can get your music heard and you don't have to pay me $500 to spin your music. I'm just saying, they got places out there. I see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you. Your word of encouragement to the indie artist is phenomenal. And I wanted to just extend on that and say, guys, y'all have an avenue. You don't have to pimp yourself out. You don't have to eat. I mean, if you want to eat bean and weenies every day, you can. But you can just send your music to me. And if it's quality work, I'll spin it.
Man, that's a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I definitely want to stay in touch with you. And make sure that we stay in contact.
Absolutely.
And I'm always a phone call away.
Man, I appreciate you so much, man. One thing I want to add to that is one of my desires to do while I'm doing this, maybe one day soon, man, to be able to have a group of friends across the country like yourself that do independent radio. And on the other level, what independents really want is they want to be heard. You know, so I have a dream to even have an independent artist tour, you know, with those two things right there, man, they would be excited to have that for that to happen. So that's one of my desires that I want to do as I'm going on. And as God is blessing us and opening us up to new doors and windows, that we'll be able to be a blessing to independent artists like myself.
Hey, you just let me know. And I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Okay. What part?
I'm in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whenever you put that together, say, hey, Jay Will, I'm bringing this group to Cincinnati. Okay. Let me find us a venue. Let's do it.
Done deal.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I know several pastors around here with large churches and we can make this happen.
Okay.
You know,
And with this project, we're gonna do a test run, man, because I plan on coming that way.
Hey, just holler at me. I got a couple of places where you can go sing, and people will appreciate it too.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homette, I hope y'all have enjoyed talking to Dr. Pastor Bishop Donald Ashley. Go out and pick up that project. You see it scrolling down at the bottom of the screen. Donald Ashley Singer, Donald Ashley and Millennium. There's No Way. It's on all digital platforms. He told you where you can find, contact his booking agent. That number is 302-853-7664. Tony Sonder. Give her a call and let's make this thing happen. Book them. Give them the airplay, radio engineers, DJs, promoters. Let's get this thing rolling, man. It's a good fella, good project. You won't be sorry. Until next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace.